Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Thursday night. Hope you're all doing well. If you haven't done it yet, do me a favor and hit the share button. I don't want your money. I don't care if you buy a t-shirt or really if you go to mypillow.com and use my promo code GREAT1776. It's not even important. Sharing the video is what's important. And the messaging that goes along with it. That's what's important to me. And I have to say to everybody out there who follows, again, thank you so much. I see you all in the chat. East Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas, Michigan. I see you all, and I really appreciate it. And this is why I do this, to interact with people like you, like-minded patriots, those of us, we the people that are going to save this country. Because we are. And we're going to save it from the satanic Democrats. We are going to save it from these demonic globalists, which is going to bring me to my first unexpected talking point. The Queen has died. I caused quite a ruckus on my Facebook page today. I am unapologetic. I enjoy all of your interaction. Great interaction, even the bad interaction. I love the trolls. But people need to open their eyes. You can't be afraid of opinion. I'm going to give my opinion, and not everybody's going to agree with it. And it doesn't offend me or bother me if you attack me. And if you're offended by what I say, again, I'm going to say it. I do not care. I am unapologetic. We can have a discussion. We can have a debate, and I will listen to everything you have to say. You want to stand there and stomp your feet and call me disrespectful because of me not caring that the Queen died? She was a globalist. I don't care. She was a globalist, and I truthfully believe that she was complicit in the murder of Princess Diana. I truly agree that she, my opinion is she's involved in a lot of nefarious globalist activities. And you don't have to agree with me. You can unfollow me. I lost quite a bit of followers today. I watched because as soon as I posted it and saw, I went and I looked. Lost about 5, then lost about 20, then lost about 30. But guess what? I gained over 200 today. But that doesn't even matter. None of it matters. I don't care how many followers there are. I don't really care how many clicks and views that there are. It doesn't make me any more money for the clicks and views. I'm not even monetized. So it doesn't matter. I'm here on Facebook. I can't be on YouTube. I'm on Rumble. I'm on CloudHub. I'm on Getter. I'm on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV, a network that I owned and built and paid for like-minded patriots who have shows like myself who are taken off YouTube and taken off platforms. That's where you can always find us, the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV, and it's free. I've heard that too. The Queen is complicit when it comes to missing orphans. It doesn't surprise me. Andrew was on Epstein's flight log. We know that whole thing. I mean, he was in Maxwell's apartment. Oh, but she stripped him of his titles. Big deal. Big deal. You're not going to sit there and convince me that they're not complicit in covering up pedophilia, just like the Catholic Church. I don't like organized religion, people. I have my faith. I believe in God. But you know, when the Pope is sitting in the Vatican just moving priests around like chess pieces because, you know, one was diddling a little boy. Well, we can't have him here. Let's move him here. There's not too many boys over here. Give me a break. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all disgusting. The Queen is dead. Prince Charles is the king. He's a sick leftist. And I love, you know, the whole monarch, the right wing agrees with a lot of the monarch. The Prince Charles, and now King Charles, I think King Charles III. Ding dong, the Queen is dead. Like, who cares? We have enough shit going on right here in the United States with people trying to destroy this country. Who really gives a shit about the Queen dropping dead? Oh, we're all going to tune into her funeral in a couple weeks and watch him march down the block and this and that and get your popcorn ready. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. You know what matters? Inflation. You know what matters? Open borders. You know what matters? The school system. Your children. respect her as a woman. Respect her as a human who passed away, and her mourning family. The whole royal family's complicit in disgusting, nefarious, evil activities. No, I won't. I don't care. Unfollow me. Don't listen. Don't watch. Don't care. Yes, we have the court jester as the president over here, and that's what he is. He's like the court jester. He's not even in charge. I mean, you know, one of the people who were in charge has made an appearance at the White House, Barack Obama, which we're going to get into that. Hillary Clinton says she's not going to run for president again. Did I mention I love you guys and thank you so much for watching and tuning in? Because I really enjoy all of your comments on the page. I mean, over 30,000 followers and you guys are like rocking the page every day. I try to make it entertaining. I like my memes. I like my videos. I work hard to try to keep you guys entertained. I'm also over on Instagram, too. Instagram, I'm the Great Divide Podcast. If you have Instagram, go over there, the Great Divide Podcast. Follow me. I'm on Truth Social, the Great Divide Podcast. Follow me there. Share this video. Slam the share button, the like button. I don't really need you to tell me that you like me because I don't care either way, but I'm glad most of you do. I'm a cynical prick. I'm sorry. It is what it is. The queen is dead. We all need to cry and respect her. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm live on Getter right now. Getter, you know, it's funny. I just got verified on Getter. I am at Alan Jacoby 1776 on Getter. At Alan, A-L-A-N, Jacoby, J-A-C-O-B-Y, 1776. My profile is me with my laser eyes. I'm verified on Getter. I'm live streaming on Getter right now. Getter, I'm live streaming on. Rumble, I'm live streaming on. Facebook, the Patriot Podcast Network. Yes, where we go one, we go all. I agree. Fight like hell. We have a country to save, people, and we need to get involved. Stop sitting by the sidelines and have the attitude. This is the other big thing. The other big fight I'm having on social media with supposed like-minded patriots, where people are coming at me going, oh, voting, you're a slave to society. It doesn't make sense to vote. So we're just going to sit home in our basements, munching on our Hot Pockets, wearing our knit hats on mommy's couch. People who are supposedly against the globalist leftist agenda. And now because you vote, if you vote, it's like you're part of it. This is what the people are doing. Like, I don't vote. You're a slave to society if you vote. So then what? They say that, but nobody wants to give me an alternative. Nobody wants to tell me what we should be doing. I'm all ears. I'm always willing to listen to people. Always. Nobody seems to want to have that discussion. Just say, oh, voting is stupid. They're going to lie, rig, cheat, and steal anyway. Yes, they're going to lie, rig, cheat, and steal. Absolutely. So we have to overwhelm the system. You know, until they're knocking on our doors, ready to pull us off to camps, and then we know what day it is, 1776 all over again, and we don't want that. I mean, you have Kathy Griffin, the one who wanted to assassinate Trump and sat there with the head of him decapitated, literally puts out a tweet and says, well, if you don't want civil war, vote Democrat. But if you do want civil war, vote Republican. Well, I mean, what does that even mean? Nobody wants a civil war. Maybe there's a couple sickos out there, really extremists, that want it. But I'd say most people don't. I agree. Kathy Griffin should have been investigated for threats against the sitting president at the time when she sat there on. Could you, if I posted on social media a picture of me with Joe Biden's severed head covered in blood right now. Wait, let me get it. No, I'm only kidding. If I had that, you don't think I'd get a knock on my door or a flashbang through my window or a visit from the Secret Service asking me about, well, why did you do that? You have bad intentions? You're threatening a president? You're goddamn right that would happen. I don't know. Are we in World War III? Look at the border. I went into the whole thing about the border last week about what they're doing in Tijuana, where American citizens are renting out their cars for $5,000 and then getting them back out of the impound yard. American citizens who are complicit in the human trafficking, and it's Russian and Ukrainian migrants. It's happening in Tijuana. My border patrol sources who are living it tell it me every day. Yeah, Kathy Griffin should be in jail. Absolutely. So this is an off night for me because typically my shows are Monday, I do Monday Madness with James Curry. Wednesday, I do War Room Wednesday with me. And then Friday, Freedom Friday, I do with James Curry again at 9 p.m. I'm starting to add more shows in. It's Thursday. I may go to five nights a week coming up. I'm thinking about. There's a lot to talk about, and I really enjoy the engagement. You guys are powering views on my video. So I guess the more you guys are watching, the more I'll run my mouth. My mouth. So much going on. I mean, all right. Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about that bitch. I do curse, and I don't, it's not like I curse every other word, okay? I have a filter, but it doesn't work very well, and it's just some things come out. I've been scolded on my Facebook page about dropping the F-bomb here and there, and I try not to. I want everybody listening, and I understand the demographic of my following. It varies. I mean, I have my 30-year-olds, and I have my 70-year-old, and I love you both. I love you. I love you. I love you. So, curse the fuck away, brother. Yeah, I do sometimes. I do, but I want people to engage. I want people to listen, and I'm not just here to hear myself talk and to hear how many times I could say fuck or things like that. But you know, when I feel something, I say it, and it's just it is what it is, and that's how I think society should be. But in any case, my grandmother hates that. She doesn't like the cursey words, which I get it. I love my grandmother, 86 years old, going strong. Hillary Clinton says she has no plans to run for president again. What is this about? Because I actually made the prediction that she would have been the Democrat front runner a few months back. But in a recent interview, CBS, she's like, former Secretary Hillary Clinton says she does not plan to run for the White House again. I guess because she doesn't want to lose again. She knows she's not a winner. She's going to lose. But she said she did vow to do everything she can to ensure a future president respects our democracy. And also said, if Donald Trump runs again, that Republicans should grow a backbone and not do what the big bad orange man tells them to do, because we're all in this big cult together. We're all in the cult. We're all in cult 45. Yes. Yes. We covered that. The Queen died today. So sad. Anyway, Hillary Clinton not running for president again. Who's running? Do I think there'll be elections this November? Yes, I do. Who's running for president as a Democrat? Who's going to be the front runner? Do we think it's going to be soy boy Fidel Castro's son, Gavin Newsom? Do we think that might be a possibility? I mean, he can't even keep the power on as it is in his own state, begging people not to charge their electric cars because of their power grid, but vows to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. So, Hillary Clinton. Maybe Gavin Newsom. Barack Obama sitting at the White House talking about how we're in a better place we were years ago, and America has this great fortune that Joe Biden is leading the way as our president right now. I mean, just the shit that comes out of their mouth. They were there unveiling their ridiculous portraits. I thought they had portraits already. Donald Trump should run for president, win, and make them the Guinness. Maybe they're big. Maybe they'll be the Guinness Book World Record size dartboards. That's what I would do. I won't say take them to the gun range and use them as targets, but because that could be inciting violence, and we don't want to incite violence. Can't say that stuff. Come on, man. So Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, the gang, they're around, they're in the background, they're in charge. So, of course, the Clintons, at least Bill Clinton, visited Epstein Island. I mean, come on, of course. And people need to wake up and stop crying over the Queen dying. Enough already. 1776, remember where we got our independence from? We're Great Britain, we're the 13 colonies. Remember that in history class? Yeah, okay. Yeah, good. I'm going to say it. Fuck the Queen. There you go. Unfollow. Oh, I just lost another 200 followers. Look at me saying fuck the Queen again. Get over it. Literally that post on my Facebook page, the Queen. So this was actually the post. You know what? I can bring it up. I'm going to bring up my Facebook page. There it is. In case, you know, you didn't know. Oh, I was on the Roger Stone Zone today. Roger Stone. I'm on a show every Thursday. I did the full hour with him today. FrankSpeech.com. Check out the Stone Zone. Especially on Thursdays, 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm always on Thursdays. Okay. The Queen has died. And I said, hope she answers for Princess Diana and other atrocities. That's what I said. And then 398 comments later, most of which were not against me, but quite a few were. I mean, it was just, you should have some respect. I can't believe you would say something like that. I'm going to unfollow you. Hello, this isn't an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. You want to unfollow me? Have fun. Did you need that attention? I'm unfollowing you. I'm surprised at you. This group was great. All because I said, I hope the queen answers for Princess Diana. Because she killed her. Or at least planned it. She didn't actually kill her. Or was complicit in it. Open your eyes, people. Do a little research. It's amazing how many times I say, like, people follow the podcast page. People follow the podcast. They listen to me, and I keep saying, do your own research, question everything. If the mainstream media is telling you one thing, don't necessarily eat it and believe it. Just look. Just look beyond it. See what they're not telling you, or see what they're lying about, because they're always lying about something. That's why it's important to support decentralized media like podcasts and other alternative media outlets. Breitbart, Epic Times, Daily Wire. I mean, there are so many out there. There are so many. And there are more that are popping up, which, by the way, Congress wants to do without. They have the JCPA bill, which is getting stalled by Ted Cruz and others, but the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. I can't talk. Preservation Act. It's basically a media cartel where unless you have a billion followers and website clicks and everything else, they want to do away with you, and they want to be able to have the media outlets, the big, big media outlets, the leftist-controlled globalist media outlets, be able to pay off big tech companies to only show their content and do away with people like me on social media, or your Ben Shapiro's, or your Steven Crowder's, or your Hodge twins, or whoever else we might be out there that you watch and listen to. They want us all gone. They really want us all in boxcars heading to the gulag is what they'd really like. Yes, I'm not worried about hurting feelings. Enough with the bad feelings. Yeah, all right. So that maybe I should do more research. Some people believe that Princess Diana is still alive and that she's going to emerge as being the queen, which I doubt because the royal family completely hated her. I'm going to disagree with you. Maybe there's other research out there, but that's what this is all about. Civil discourse, disagreeing. But you know what? I'm always willing to look at that because there are so many conspiracies out there. Whether they're conspiracies or truth, that remains to be interpreted by the people who are looking at the research, the evidence, the documentation, whatever it is. I believe it was a planned assassination on Princess Diana. I don't believe it was a fake death. I don't believe she's alive. And I believe it was just because they did not want her to rise in the monarch because she was more for the people than she was for the royal family. And in covering up the nefarious globalist evil activity. Yes, that's my opinion. That's what it's all about. Opinions and, you know, yep, the White Hats say otherwise. Maybe she's still alive. Maybe she is. But in other news, you know that great organization that emerged, that wonderful organization that emerged after the patron saint of fentanyl died of an overdose, George Floyd. Black Lives Matter, when they really became active. You remember them, right? They did so many great things for communities around the country. So much urban revitalization of communities after they set them on fire. And shut down communities and destroyed communities. Black Lives Matter. They raised it. What is it like? What was it? $90 million in 1 year. Well, Black Lives Matter executive has been accused of siphoning $10 million from Black Lives Matter donors. It's a civil suit right now. I don't know if it's a criminal investigation, but so you have the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, which was started by the co-founder was that Patrice Cullors, who bought all those mansions, you know, BLM, buy large mansions, for all that money, millions of dollars, buying mansions in affluent white neighborhoods. Like, you know, they want to be there among the people that they completely despise and hate. So this guy, an executive, this is from CNN, actually. CNN with their great reporting, but, you know, sometimes they get it right, I guess, like this. Black Lives Matter Global Network. That's the main network. And then they have all these branched out chapters, which are pissed off at the global network because they don't get any support from them. And it's this whole big thing. Like, who's doing what? What they're not doing is they're not supporting the community. They're not building community centers. They're not building libraries. They're not building daycare centers. They're not building shelters for Black homeless women and hungry Black children because Black lives really doesn't matter to them. They don't care if their seven-year-old is getting shot in a McDonald's drive-thru with her father getting a Happy Meal nine times, which actually happened in, I believe, Chicago. So an executive at Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, the GNF, is accused of siphoning more than $10 million from donors. The grassroots arm of the Black Lives Matter organization just reported this in a court filing this week. This guy is Shalamiah Bowers. I don't know if I said that name right, but who cares? The foundation itself, Bowers Consulting Firm, and unnamed individuals also are involved in this. Now, apparently this guy was hired by Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, you know, the one who bought Cullors, whatever, bought all those houses. She hired by him, hired by her in 2020, to help run Black Lives Matter Global Network, which is an extension of Black Lives Matter Grassroots. And this guy denied the claims. But now, oh, and of course, the accusations are harmful, divisive, and false. Okay. So this organization, disgusting, nefarious organization that was started by trained Marxists, they admitted that in many videos, turn around, they start this organization, they start getting money from all these people, then they start getting money from multi-million dollar companies, you know, Coca-Cola, Nike, all these companies, all the celebrities jump on board. Black Lives Matter. We got to put the fist in the air. Social justice. Blah. Let me play my social injustice trumpet. Trumpet. Get it? Trump. Bunch of fucking trumpets out there. MAGA. Ultra MAGA. Trumpies. You're all Trumpies. Trumpies. MAGA extremists. Okay. So $10 million gone. You see Black Lives Matter executives of branches, they've been getting locked up for the last 2 years now. One guy was buying houses and dogs and fancy cars. And then you have this one with the $10 million. And then you have the co-founder actually just blatantly talking about taking care of her family, hiring an individual in her family for like $200,000 a year, and then buying like five or six houses and millions of dollars a piece. Follow the money. I mean, this is just happening. This is just like us just laundering money in Ukraine that we just keep doing. Oh, which, by the way, our defense secretary apparently could not explain at a press conference today why Congress should approve more Ukraine funding. The defense secretary could not explain why they needed more funding for Ukraine. So why do you need more funding for Ukraine? I don't really have an answer for that. They just need it. Zelensky's has to pay for the photo ops he has with all these dignitaries and celebrities coming over. They just need the money. Just print it, box it, and send it. They need it. All right, that's good enough. How much do they need? A couple billion? Print it, send it. Let's go. Let's just do it. 10% for the big guy is payback. Meanwhile, our American economy is sitting here looking like a big pile of stinky dog shit. But we're just going to keep sending money to Ukraine. And now we're selling Taiwan missiles. And, you know, how's your gas prices where you are in America? Oh, mine went down a little bit, but it's still like almost $4 a gallon. The president doesn't have the power to adjust gas prices. Remember that? And then it's, oh, look, under the Biden administration, the gas prices are dropping by 30 cents a gallon. But I thought, wait, didn't you just, I keep getting confused. I can't keep up with all the rhetoric and the hypocrisy. It's making my brain swell. It must be because I'm labeled a MAGA Republican and my brain doesn't function well. That must be it. That's what I'm told. The Young Turks tell me that all the time. My brain doesn't function well. The Young Turks, this guy, I don't know, he's like a retired military guy. I hate talking bad about veterans, but this guy is such an idiot. And he was like a retired major or something. He goes on the Young Turks page and he like, they play videos and he commentates on them. And he doesn't even commentate like accurately. If he doesn't even try. Like they played a video. I should have. Yeah, we are all extremists with no brains. That's absolutely right. That's what we are. So they play this video on the Young Turks of this Asian guy in Vegas. And he's talking about how. I got to find the video. I can't find it now. I should have. It just popped in my head, but I'm going to talk about it. You go on the Young Turks Facebook page, which I follow, unfortunately, more for the satire of it because it's just complete morons. And there's an Asian guy, and I don't know if the video is real or not, and he's doing like a video of himself walking around, and he's talking about religion and talking about how COVID was a plague from God to kill homosexuals, which is, all right, well, whatever you want to believe, okay. Everybody can have their beliefs and opinions. But that's all he's talking about. He's talking about this whole religious ideology about COVID and this is not the last plague and it's all meant to kill homosexuals. That's what it was. Immediately, this guy from the Young Turks says that this is the problem with MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans all want to see homosexuals die and killed. And MAGA Republicans are homophobic and everything else. Through this entire video of this Asian guy, he did not once talk about his political ideologies. Literally sat there talking about God, talking about revelations and rattling off these Bible verses and Bible chapters, which, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not that religious. I don't know most of them. And, you know, just repeating scripture and saying how COVID and all these plagues are meant to kill homosexuals. Nothing about being a Republican, nothing about being Democrat. Let me be clear. I know Democrats. I know Democrats that are extremely homophobic. So just when you put the word homophobic in somebody's mouth, doesn't automatically mean that they're a Republican, that they're a conservative. I mean, there are homosexual conservatives out there, which argues the point, well, can they really be a conservative? I mean, there are conservative influencers out there with millions of followers who are openly homosexual. Christian Walker. There's a bunch of them out there. Whatever. Don't care. Doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the narrative and these idiots that follow them who eat it up. Because I put a comment in there. It says, where in this, maybe I missed it. Maybe I'm a little retarded. Where in there does it say, I might have missed it, that this guy said that he's a Republican, he's a conservative. Where is the whole MAGA Republican ideology that comes out? There was none. There was zero. And then I says, I think that this guy should debate me. Either bring me on his show or he could come on mine and we should have a debate. Because then he makes another video about the public school system and how the Republicans for years have been attacking the public school system. Well, the public school system fucking sucks. The public school system is indoctrinating children. The public school system are hiring indoctrinators who have just been indoctrinated in college, in university, and now getting jobs because they can't do anything else with their lives. Nothing against teachers out there. Please don't take that the wrong way. Whenever I say that, I'm a teacher. What are you saying? There are these young people that are just going to college, getting indoctrinated, becoming teachers. They don't want to try anything else. The schools are looking for them. Hey, you with the pink hair and the metal in your face. Go get your teacher's license. You got the degrees. Become a teacher and help us indoctrinate the youth. Help us exterminate conservatism. Help us spread the gospel of sick, nefarious, evil progressiveness. Welcome to the public school system. So yes, the public school system deserves to be attacked because the public school system, there's no reforming it. The public school system is broken and should be abolished. They want to abolish the police. I want to abolish the public school system and make it private and give every single American citizen their school tax money back and let them use it to the school of their choice where they want their child to be educated. Government has no place in your child's education. I will not co-parent with the government. You should not be co-parenting with the government. And you should be making sure you are paying attention on what's going on with school if you have to send your child to public school. And I get a lot of people do. I get it. But you better be paying attention. Because if you're not paying attention, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem when they're molding that little sponge-like mind of your child. They're not molding my kid's mind. I am. They could teach him math. They could teach him science, all that other bullshit. My kid knows. And yours should too. So yeah, the public school system is a joke. This country is becoming a joke. Donald Trump just said it in a speech not too long ago. We're laughed at by the world because of what's going on, because of what our regime is doing. And then they're laughing at us, okay? Our government is laughing at us and saying, we have all of this power right now, and we're going to do everything we can, whether it's lie, cheat, and steal, and rig to keep it, smear American citizens to keep it, because we don't care about them, because we are all their useful idiots. Democrats, a lot of Republicans, it's all they see us as, these lawmakers in Congress. Mainstream media and the government, and I say it so many times, they need us to fight. They want us to fight. They want to divide us, the right, the left. They want to drive a wedge into straight down the middle of the Republican Party, conservative movement. They want to label people who've been voting Republican their whole life. They want to say they're MAGA Republicans and extremists, and they want to. They're fascists. Yeah, no, fascists, we don't want a dictator. No, we want free and fair elections. If that's your meaning of fascism, then okay, but that's not the meaning of fascism. I went over that. It's word salad. It's spin. It's buzzwords. It's so scary. Intimidate, scare. It's stupid. But that's society, that's politics. Politics, the most seedy business in the world, next to banking and mortgages. It's just, and the justice system. But people need to just open their eyes. We're smarter than this. And it's sad that people who I know are smarter than this, than not seeing what's really going on and still sitting in front of their idiot boxes goes, tell me more, Don Lemon. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me how bad the big bad orange man really is. How bad is the big bad orange man? Tell me. Spank me. All right, don't spank me. Sorry, I got carried away. Yeah. And they will do anything for it, like try to pass bills in Congress or promote legislation to shut us up under the guise of we have to suppress and enforce the suppression of misinformation. In other words, misinformation means conservative information. That's what it means. It means anything that comes from the right is misinformation. But when they pay to fabricate their misinformation, like the Russia hoax and, you know, the Steele dossier and all that other shit, you can go on and on and on and on, the fake narratives, the clot shot, all that stuff. That's not misinformation. That's fact. We have evidence. Watermelon head Adam Schiff. We have evidence. Russian collusion. Donald Trump. Russian collusion. The Russians got Donald Trump elected. Not the American people. And then Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi cried, the election was stolen. He's an illegitimate president. Election deniers. Election deniers. Election deniers. Stacey Abrams. Election denier. KGP, who was a Karina, Jean Pierre, the new press secretary, election denier. But it's all okay when they do it because they're not extremists. They're not domestic terrorists. January 6th. You have to keep talking about January 6th. You have to keep talking about the over 700 people that were arrested and the people that are getting unfair trials and intimidated into disgusting plea deals and the, like almost 100 people in solitary confinement. Donald Trump said it himself, which is melting people on the left, that if he did run and win, he would heavily consider full pardons for people held unlawfully and unconstitutionally for the charges that they've been charged with no bail for January 6th. It's really nonsense and disgusting what this world is becoming. What this world has become, because that's where we are. So back to our boy Barack Hussein Obama. I'll pull this up here and hope it works. This was him at the White House. Try not to throw up all over yourselves. But, you know, the country is better off when Joe Biden took office. So I think you'll be able to hear it. I hope you'll be able to hear it. Let me know if you can't. But it's quick. Here we go.
You have guided us through some perilous times. You've built on and gone beyond the work we all did together to expand health care, to fight climate change, to advance social justice, and to promote economic fairness. Thanks to your decency and thanks to your strength. Maybe most of all, thanks to your faith in our democracy and the American people.
Hey, is he talking about
me? The country's better off than when you took office. And we should all be deeply grateful for that. So thank you so much.
We're all better off since Joe Biden took office. I don't know if you heard that. You heard it here, right now. This country is better off. This country is fortunate since Joe Biden took office. I seem to remember January, just before January 20th, January 6th, I seem to remember there were parts of the country where gas was just about under $2 a gallon. I seem to remember us being energy independent. I seem to remember having a controlled, secure border. Now we have, it was 5 million people that have come over the border illegally and have been given more rights than American citizens. It's wild. It's just wild. But we're going to give all this money away. And we're going to forgive student loans, which I said it. I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that's just a ploy to appease Biden supporters because that was a campaign promise. And then he reneged on it and said, no, I'm not going to do that. But now I'm going to do it. I'm going to sign this executive order. Meanwhile, he's pretty sure he can't do it. Can't use the HEROES Act. That this will get fought in courts. And by the time it get, it is what it is. The midterms will be over and it'll help. Oh, look what the Democrats want to do. The Democrats want to help people economically and financially and forgive their student loans. And then they want to talk about the PP. What is it? The COVID loans. Yeah, they were grants. They weren't. You had a choice for a college loan. They didn't have a choice of being forced to take out these loans to keep their businesses open because you destroyed businesses as Democrats. But the queen is dead. Let's cry about that. San Francisco, you can go and shit on the streets everywhere and stab the mailman. But we don't care about that. We don't want to know the truth behind what really happened on January 6th. We don't want to know the truth of what's going on with the Dominion voting machines. You can't talk about that. You might get sued. And one guy just bought one on eBay, right? The Dominion voting machine. He bought it on eBay for like $7. Or no, a thrift store. He called law enforcement. Yeah, I forgot where that was. I got to look into that story. But yeah. And, we're just going to keep talking about Queen Elizabeth. And then we have you know, they want to come after our guns. They still want to come after our guns. I'm in New York. Our unelected governor, Kathy Hochul, she's jumping through hoops to try to take guns away, to limit the purchase of guns. She's even trying, Kathy Hochul, my governor, New York, hopefully Zeldin wins. She's even trying to intimidate credit card companies and lobby credit card companies to say, hey, you guys need to set up a special category for gun purchases so we can track these MAGA Republicans. We could track all these gun nuts when they go and they want to buy their AR-15 or they want to go and they buy their ammo where they have to register how much ammo they buy. And then we can track them through credit card purchases saying Joe Blow American bought an AR-15 at Joe Smith's gun shop over a certain amount of money, which they'll make that low because most firearms are over $1,000 anyway. That's their plan. That's what they like to do. It's unconstitutional. It is illegal. And people need to, hopefully the right people will be, I know the gun lobby, the gun groups, gun lobbying groups, the are all playing lawfare like never before. So like if you're a member of a legit firearm organization that is funding lawsuits, you know, and you care about your Second Amendment right, and they're asking to help, and it's a legit organization, you know, consider helping. That's another thing with money, voting with your dollars, you know, conservative-owned businesses. Very important to support conservative-owned businesses. We know that. And there are many out there. And also, when it comes to political candidates, again, I'm going to say it again, you don't want Kevin McCarthy controlling where your donations are going, or the anyone in the Republican leadership who are in charge of that. No, you want to donate to the individual candidates, the individual America First candidates, the individual ultra MAGA candidates, as they're being labeled as well. And that really, that ultra MAGA thing really blew up in their face, huh? Dude, they didn't think we were going to take that and embrace it. Oh, they're ultra MAGA. Oh, damn fucking right we're ultra MAGA. Yeah. Hey, look, I got the shirt. Someone gave this to me. I don't remember who. Whoever it was, thanks. Yeah, January 6th, complete setup. Yeah, I mean, look, where's Ray Epps? Where is Ray Epps? Where is he? He's not in jail. Nobody knows where he is. There's a lot of issues surrounding that. And, the movie, My Son Hunter. I attempted to play the trailer on it maybe about a week or so ago, and my stream got completely, like, taken down. Everything restarted. I had to go back. I don't know. I think the FBI agent assigned to me is on vacation because I haven't had any streaming issues lately on my episode. So maybe he's on leave or something. So My Son Hunter, I started watching it last night. Fault of my own, I fell asleep. I started watching it like at 11:30 at night, and I had a rough day. I'm gonna continue watching it tonight, and then I'm gonna bring you some flawless commentary on the movie My Son Hunter. If you haven't seen it yet, I think you can go to like mysonhunter.com. I downloaded it. I'm actually going to put it up on the Patriot Podcast Network in the next couple days on Roku TV. I'm gonna have it put up there, and The 2000 Mules is on Patriot Podcast Network, and so is Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman, which was awesome, by the way, is up on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. I'm going to get My Son Hunter up there. So I fell asleep, I say halfway through it, and my wife yelled at me like, you got to go to bed. You're falling asleep. And I stopped it. I'm going to watch the rest of it. I will tell you this. It's funny. It's like it's satire comedy, but like all stuff that we know, like it's not based on a true story, but it's based on like the facts and that we know what's going on. The acting is very poor. Sorry, Gina Carano, she's in it, but a couple of the guy who plays Hunter Biden and the guy who plays Joe Biden, it's funny. It's like, you know, a B movie. It's great, and everybody needs to see it. As far as the content of it, everyone needs to see My Son Hunter. The trailer itself is funny, but I don't think I have it available. I don't. So I do have another. All right. So I posted it on my Facebook, and this is interesting. So I know we all talk about the pedophilia out there and the sick individuals, And one, what pisses me off the most, I actually almost posted this. I still might, and I didn't. I had this thought in my head. I put, the same people crying over the queen are the same people that want us to respect pedophiles and refer to them as MAPS, minor attracted people. Because that's what sick leftists, these sick progressives, want us to actually stop calling kid fuckers pedophiles. We should be calling them, I know it's offensive. So is fucking kids. So they should just be labeled kid fuckers, not pedophiles. Oh, you're a kid fucker. That's what you are. And that's what your official label should be in the criminal justice system. You shouldn't be charged with sexual abuse. You shouldn't be charged with pedophilia. No, you should be charged with, you should be, okay, what is he charged with? Kid fucking. Oh, okay. Take him out back. Talking about children. There is no respecting people who hurt children. Anyone out there who turns around and says, well, you're calling them pedophiles, it's really disrespectful to their humanity. They don't fit in humanity. They don't fit in society. They cannot be reformed. We're not talking about a porn addiction or a drug addiction. No, we're talking about an adult who's preying on children. They're in our schools. They're in libraries. They're out in public. And occasionally, you get some that get caught by Joe Blow, American citizen. You have people out there that actually make it their mission to go after pedophiles at nowhere to catch them online in their secret little chats, in their secret little forums. Some people will call it entrapment, but not for nothing. When you're a 40-year-old individual and you're doing this, to me, when you're 40 years old and you're in a forum posing as a 13-year-old boy or a 13-year-old girl or younger, and you have somebody who's 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 years old talking to you, thinking that they're talking to a 13-year-old woman, a 13-year-old boy or a 13-year-old girl, and willing to meet you and going as far as setting up a meeting time and a place and waiting for you and communicating with you until you get there, they need to be exposed. They need to be arrested. And in my opinion, worse, because that's a child predator. Well, they didn't do anything to a children. They just spoke to them online. Are you kidding me? Because that's the rationale of some people. Well, they didn't actually hurt the child. They didn't hurt the child. They spoke to the child, which wasn't a child. It was a 40-year-old for a week, saying explicit, inappropriate things, sexual things, and then setting up a meeting with them. What were they going to do? Is it going to just buy them popcorn and tell them about life? And these people are out there, and they're luring people out. The people that are doing that, that are catching and exposing these predators, in my opinion, are doing God's work. And I don't think that's an extreme analogy. I think that's an accurate summary of what these people are doing, because law enforcement can't do it all. And law enforcement does do it. I know law enforcement officers that work in sex crimes, they work in cyber sex crimes, and they have a hard job because their job is to sit on a computer all day and to pose as somebody they're not, as an underage kid, and talk inappropriately to older people that like it and try to set up meetings with them to try to get them off the streets. Now, that's more than a drug addiction. It's more than a porn addiction. Call it entrapment. Call it what you will. If you call it entrapment, I think you're a moron. I think there's something wrong with you. Yeah. So I have this video. I posted it. It's like 3.5 minutes long. This is people versus preds, predators, which is everyday people where they talk to people and they meet them. They set up a meeting. So this is this little Chinese kid, and he runs around like a girl. It's comical and really sad in a way that there are people like this exist. And I don't know if I'll say viewer discretion advised. We're all adults here. It's interesting, and it should be watched. This is a sick individual, and If you have a problem with the audio, just someone in the chat, let me know, but we should be good. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He's like in a Walmart or something. Look at the glasses. Look at his face. All right, here we go.
What's happening? Why are you here to meet a 13-year-old boy?
Why are you here to harass me?
Why are you here to meet a 13-year-old boy?
Are you trying to prevent me? No, I'm going to stop.
1235. Focus. I'm a weirdo? Yeah. Why do
this
I have a picture of this soul if I'm a weirdo? Why do I have a picture of his face? Look at it. Why do I have a picture of his face if I'm the weirdo? He's the weirdo trying to talk to a 13-year-old boy, and you're calling me weird? That's funny. Who's weird? The person that's trying to meet up with the 13-year-old boy, or the person that's trying to prevent him?
This guy is a little
intense. The person
that's
trying to prevent him, or the person that's weird doing it? Exactly. So you should decide who's weird here. You weird piece of.
Why are you doing
Please
this?
Please do. I'd rather die.
Trying to meet up a little kid.
No!
Mommy! This guy has all the proof on his phone. He was trying to meet him as a 13-year-old. Wow.
Please.
Look at the fake panic. Why carry on like this if you didn't do anything wrong?
Can I just go poop?
What?
Calling the police on your dumb.
This is wild. The guy didn't threaten any violence against this kid. Like, he's exposing him. Look at this. Look. What? What's going on with this guy?
Oh my God, it gets even better. It gets even better. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Put his directional on.
Whoa, hit and run, call the police.
He's hitting
cars.
Call
the police. Hit and run, call the police.
All right, we get the picture.
Call the police.
Call the police.
Call the police. You f***ed up, kid.
Like, what is wrong with him?
Call the police. You f***ed up, idiot.
Getting out, getting in. I'd be afraid this guy's gonna run me over.
Call the police! Be careful!
Everybody's out videoing the guy.
Just call the police, guys. I got the tags. Call the police.
To catch call the a police. Predator. Asian edition.
Call the police. Call the cops, bro. I got the video. You don't need the video. Just call the cops.
Is he right?
Tackle is gone.
I don't understand the tackle. I don't get the tackle thing. That I don't understand. He was running back into the store, but I don't know. You see this. I saw some comments on this video where people were like, oh, well, how do they know that this guy is guilty? Or how do they know this guy is a child predator? The guy who was videoing it, who took the video, was the one that was conversing with him as the 13-year-old boy. Like, he was going there to meet this guy as the 13-year-old. So that guy knew he was meeting a 13-year-old boy. That guy looked like he was in his 20s. So I think there's something wrong with him. Socially awkward. Absolutely, at least socially awkward. Why was that guy looking to meet a 13-year-old boy? I mean, he had a nice car. I mean, he probably has a job. Why? What do you think of... I don't understand the guy tackling him And I looked, it wasn't a cop. Like, the cops weren't there yet. He was going back in the store. He left his car there. I don't know. But I have no sympathy for people like this. I have immense disdain about people who are trying to hurt children, as most normal people do. But most normal people aren't trying to tell you that pedophiles need to be protected. So, all right, enough of that. I want to wrap up with, again, with the media. Literally, Congress wants to form a media cartel with this bill, the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. Okay? Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. And it's all this mumbo jumbo. Okay? Basically, they're saying that the bill would create an antitrust exemption for media companies, allowing them to form basically a media cartel to all collectively pressure, intimidate with money, big tech companies for special favors. Like, hey, we're paying you all of this money. We're in this competition now, this competitive industry. You should not be allowing disinformation on your social media platform. You should not be letting Alan and the Great Divide podcast on Facebook. You should not be letting Alan and the Great Divide podcast on Apple Podcasts. You should not be letting the Great Divide podcast and that really bad guy, Alan Jacoby, on Spotify. You should get rid of him. That's what they're attempting to do to everybody across the board. In this bill, which is about 5 or 6 pages, right now it's getting stalled. They had some real big trouble today, thank God. They literally basically wanted that if you don't have $1 billion with a B, $1 billion, like followers on your website, all collectively, your website hits, your listens, your views, your social media followings, your all of your traffic, you know, your impressions, all of that. I'm not a tech guy, but like $1 billion on a monthly basis, that you should not be allowed on big tech platforms as any type of media that can have large followings and spread misinformation, that they're labeling misinformation, because we know misinformation is a buzzword for censoring conservatives 100%. So they want, and lobbyists are trying to get Republicans on board with this. Like, hey, This is good for the media industry. No, it's not. This is all Silicon Valley money and just their way of just elevating legacy media, big tech platforms in an effort to suppress its competitors. Like, I'm not a competitor. Well, places like, they want to get rid of Newsmax. They probably want to get rid of Fox, even though Fox is disgusting anyway. And this, of course, is all by design. They really want to have that heavily controlled state-type media where all of the media is controlled by the globalists. All the media is controlled by the same leftist corporations, Soros-funded, big tech-funded, big corporation money, big pharma. It does not look like they would get their 60 votes in the Senate for this, but this is what they're looking to do. And by the way, Jerry Nadler, people should realize Jerry Nadler is a lead sponsor on it. That other senator who ran for president. Klobuchar, she's another real piece of garbage. But this is a real thing. And again, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it too much because, well, it favors them, and it does a disservice to the American people who are looking for decentralized media. They want to do away with decentralized media. And that's why it's important whenever you can to support decentralized media by sharing the content, by supporting a supporter of their show or their platform so they can keep the lights on and they can keep growing. And that's again, voting with your dollars. So you got to keep up the good fight. We cannot allow big tech and the government corruption to take away our ability to communicate, in essence, to talk about the issues, to talk about how we see things. Like, I'm not a news reporter. I say it all the time. I'm not a news anchor. I'm not sitting behind a news desk. I'm just talking to you as an American citizen who was blessed with a platform and a lot of followers, a lot of great people I get to interact with on various platforms who want to just talk about what's going on out there. Like the real deal. Like, well, who's running our country? Why does Joe Biden have to ask permission for things or say things like, I wasn't allowed to do that? Well, who's not allowing you to? You're the most powerful individual in the free world. You're the leader of the free world. Why are we being forced to accept things in society now that 10, 15 years ago, those same people telling us we need to accept it were against it, like Joe Biden? Like, no, I'm sorry. Again, leave my kids alone. Keep the drag queens out of schools. Stop trying to inject children with chemical castration drugs that you give to pedophiles so they can stop puberty and so that girls can grow hair and boys can grow boobs. Like, why do we want to do away with only having two genders, like following the science, boys and girls? Like, what's the end game? We can go on and on and on. It's like rabbit hole beyond rabbit hole. Yep. So listen, people, midterms are coming. You gotta get out. You gotta get out in force and do what's needed. We have a country to save. Don't sit by. I was just talking about this on Roger Stone's show earlier, where, like, Florida, for instance, I get attacked for this a lot. Florida is not a red solid state. Florida has a lot of purple, and Florida needs help. Florida needs to make sure that House seats are won. Florida needs to make sure that Ron DeSantis is reelected governor. And there's a difference between being confident of winning and cocky of a landslide victory. If you're cocky of a landslide victory and you're sitting back waiting for that, you're not doing anyone any good. In politics, especially now, it's always good to have that, yeah, but what if? Look at things a different way. Don't just sit back and think it's going to work out. We have to work for it to work out. We have to make sure people are voting. We have to make sure people are registering to voting. We have to make sure that the message is getting out, that people know that they have to go vote for Ron DeSantis, that people have to go vote for J.R. Majewski in Ohio District 9. People know they have to go out and vote for Joe Kent in Washington State. You know, and so on. There's so many others. If we're going to sit by and just watch the train go by and hope that these people are going to get elected, that's a problem. You have to get involved. If you have a few dollars, pick a candidate that you support and donate to them. Do not give your money to the RNC. Do not give your money to any of the national committees. They will take your money and they will give it to rhinos. Do not do it. If you've done it, stop. You have a monthly donation going to the Republican National Committee or whatever it is, stop it immediately and give that money to an America First candidate. And it doesn't have to be an America First candidate in your state. there isn't anyone that you support, that you like, remember that we need the numbers in DC that are going to represent us as a people as a whole. Yes, they're going to represent your state and your district, but we need the win in DC. We need to turn seats red. And unfortunately, there are candidates out there that we, the lesser of two evils. You know, you talk about the Fetterman and Oz race. You know, Fetterman is a straight up commie. He's the lieutenant governor, loves crime, loves drugs. The guy is a complete mess. Dr. Oz is cringe as hell. I'm not a fan of Dr. Oz at all. But we need Dr. Oz to win in DC because there's a better chance of, well, obviously, we need that seat red in the hopes that Dr. Oz is not going to go full commie when he gets in there. And I don't believe he will because I think Donald Trump has deep roots into him. They've been through a lot and they know each other a long time, but you never know. That's just an example. It's just an example of what we have to look at. You know, in Florida, Anthony Sabatini and Corey Mills, I did a lot of shit talking with Corey Mills and I still believe all the things I've said. Yeah. Multimillionaire arms dealer sold rubber bullets to the Hong Kong police that they used against their own people. He tried to buy people to not get involved in the campaign between him and Anthony Sabatini. Anthony Sabatini was the true America First candidate. He should have won that primary. And Corey Mills, in my opinion, bought that election. And I say it to him. I may even end up having him on the show. I got a contact saying, hey, you should have Corey Mills on the show because they know I was outspoken about him. I believe Anthony Sabatini should have won. But now Corey Mills is the GOP nominee. And obviously, the lesser of two evils, maybe he won't become Dan Crenshaw 2.0. That was my opinion of him. But right now, it's we have to save this world. I say this world. I guess you could say world. We have to save this country against the evil that the left side of the aisle has brought to us. And with the hopes that these people like Corey Mills and Dr. Oz, they get elected, that they will go with that America First agenda with the people that are getting elected into Congress and Senate who are running the America First line, that they stay true to their word that they're America First. It's all I care about, America First. It's important. But unfortunately now, America First to the left means that you're an insurrectionist and a racist and misogynist and this phobe and that phobe. And you know what? Whatever. Call me whatever you want. All right. With that, everybody, I'm going to wrap it up. Again, I love you guys. You're always great. You're in the chat. Always. Do me a favor. Just hit the share button. First and foremost, hit the share button. Just get the messaging out there. Let's support each other. Support decentralized media. Go follow me on Truth Social at The Great Divide Podcast. Go follow me on Instagram at The Great Divide Podcast. Follow me on Getter, Alan Jacoby 1776. I'm always live on Getter. I'm live on Rumble. Go subscribe to the Rumble channel. Follow me at, like I said, Instagram, Facebook, Truth Social. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really go on there. I don't really care about Twitter. Twitter is such a disgusting cesspool. I just go on there once in a while to torment the morons on the left. But just share. And I will see you all tomorrow. Tomorrow is Freedom Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're on Rumble, CloudHub, Getter, Facebook. I'll be with my boy James Curry from We the People Radio. We'll probably go off the rails about something and insult each other obsessively at 9 p.m. Eastern. And it's typically always, you know, a three-hour show. He likes to talk. I can never shut him up. But James Curry is my man. We the People Radio. Go follow him. We'll be with you tomorrow, Freedom Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right back here. We'll see you soon. Stay free. God bless America.